And welcome back to Retirement Coffee Talk with Sharice Rivers at Zinnia Wealth. You can find us online at zinniawealth.com, ZINNIA Wealth.com. Well, we know that Sharice has a big commitment to education, financial education in our area, and she also has a big commitment to community and helping out the community. Just recently, we were up in Jacksonville at a golf tournament that Danny Werfel puts on every year, and we were able to sit down and talk to Danny about Desire Street Ministries.
Sharice here at the TBC Sawgrass, getting ready for a wonderful fundraiser. This is my third one, actually. It's called Desire Street Ministries. We have our executive director, Danny Werfel, that is here. And we want to, first of all, thank you for being here and giving us this time.
Well, thanks so much. Yeah, we're excited. We're at the awesome TPC clubhouse here at Sawgrass, and we're hosting the Desire Cup, which is a really competitive golf tournament. You've been a part of it. Lots of fun, and thanks for having me on your show.
If I recall, I was your first female golfer.
I'm sure you were. You're the first good one for sure, I'm sure.
Super. You know, whatever you got to do to make me feel good. And we really want to first make you aware of what the charity is all about, what Danny's why is and why he does it. And we'd love to have a story about, you know, one of the success stories and, you know, something motivational.
Yeah, well, thank you. Well, so Desire Street Ministries, it's actually almost 30 years old as an organization. It started in New Orleans in a really difficult neighborhood, the Desire neighborhood, which was at one point rated the worst neighborhood in the country by HUD. And Desire Street started there working with kids and tutoring with a vision to see that expand and impact other kids and families all over the country. And so I was drafted by Mike Ditka to go play for the Saints in 1997. I got there. I heard about this amazing small organization. I got involved. And over time, we started a school. And there was a church and a housing program. And then after Katrina, it sort of forced us to expand, to think about how Desire Street would be in multiple locations. So we moved to Atlanta. And now we're working Desire Street in neighborhoods all over the Southeast. We find amazing leaders, I call them heroes, that are doing fantastic work, that live in really tough neighborhoods. And we come alongside them and we help them prosper. We help them thrive. We help them to succeed. I like to think about, you know, we're here at the Florida Georgia Week and everybody's got their football hat on. And, you know, when you think about a football player, let's say a quarterback now, maybe Kyle Trask or someone like that, hopefully not Jake Fromm, but for a Kyle Trask or who's ever playing, you know, you see the talent, you see the player, but what you don't see is a tremendous support that they have. Obviously, a phenomenal coach makes a difference. You have people that are doctors and trainers and people giving them fluid and people wrapping their ankles. You got equipment managers. There's a whole series of people supporting these great athletes. So that's the way I like to sum up what Desire Street does. We're that team of support that comes alongside these heroes that work in inner city neighborhoods.